Hello, Professor. I know it's almost curfew, but I have to speak with you. Can I come into your office? Thank you. I'll just shut the door. We wouldn't want to be overheard. Oh, no, it's nothing like that. No, I need to talk to you about my house. You must know that Slytherin is starting to lose its lead in points. And as head girl, I must do my best to ensure our victory. So, to that end, I've come tonight to make you a proposition. My body for points. I guess I put that too simply. I'll be your filthy little slut for as long as you award points to Slytherin. Don't give me that, Professor. I've seen how you look at the students, especially the pretty ones like me. I'm just trying to make sure we both benefit from our unique needs. You get my 18-year-old body for a fair amount of points to my house. We can even do points per service, if you'd like. A few points for a blowjob here, a few points there to fuck me in the ass, a nice, thick load of points to pound my pure blood pussy. What do you say? No. You do realize who you're talking to, who my father is. Do you know how high up in the ministry he is? I thought you were an intelligent professor. Instead, you make me regret giving you such a generous offer. So let me put it in terms you'll understand. You work with me, and I can make your tenure long and full of pleasure. Every year, you'll have a pretty Slytherin head girl ready to do anything for her favorite professor. You refuse my offer, and I will make sure your stay at Hogwarts is short and painful. You don't think I'm serious? Haven't you ever wondered why Hogwarts goes through defense against the dark arts professors so quickly? I'm not one to make idle threats, Professor. I wonder how long you'll stay when the rumors start to circulate about you. Inappropriately touching students, harassing them in horribly depraved ways. And all the anonymous complaints. Oh dear. I wonder just how long before they call for your dismissal. You are right. They will talk once you start indulging. But like I said, my father is a very powerful man, and I'm his perfect little girl. My voice in his ear will keep you protected for as long as our deal stands. Besides, rumors will eventually spread either way. But in one scenario, you get to use me to your heart's content, immune to repercussions. And in the other scenario, you are accused of being a molester and a freak, humiliated and made a pariah without ever once getting to feel my pussy wrap around your hard cock. So, Professor, why not enjoy the horrible things you'd be accused of? Good boy. You've made a very wise decision, Professor. So, I'll just get on my knees and show you how much I appreciate all you're doing for me and my fellow Slytherins. Go on, pull out your cock. I need a very thorough oral lesson. Not bad, Professor. You have a very nice cock. I haven't even touched you, and you're rock hard. What a naughty pervert you are. Did you get hard thinking about my pretty lips wrapped around the head of your cock? Or maybe it turned you on to think about how wrong it is to fuck one of your students. Or is it because you want to throat fuck the girl who's threatening you? Angrily pumping your cock down my throat. Look at you bucking your hips. Yeah? Do you like that? Use my throat, Professor. I'm your dirty little Slytherin slut now. I'll do whatever you want. Whatever depraved fantasy you can think of, I can make it come true. I'm a very proficient witch, Professor. You know, I could take Polyjuice Potion. And you could do some unforgivable things to me. Empty your frustrations into me. Take it out on me. And down my throat. In my pussy. Up my ass. Anywhere you'd like, Professor. Because I'm your fuck toy now. See? Isn't this better, Professor? Working with me instead of against me. Just a few points here and there, and I'll be your plaything all year long. Ready to do anything you want. Yes, I agree. It is so much better. Well, Professor, what will it be? I can go back to sucking your gorgeous cock, or you could shove every delicious inch inside me. Yes, Professor, I have been a bad girl. You're so kind to give me your time after class. Go on, Professor, teach me a lesson. Nice and hard. I'll just bend over your desk and pull up my robes. Well, yes, Professor, I wore this lingerie just for you. I need you inside me. Look how fucking wet I am. It's absolutely drenched. I can smell it from here. I'll leave it on your desk as a token of our partnership. Now, Professor, your student is eagerly waiting for you to pound her into the desk. Take that cock and push it into my needy cunt. Yes, Professor. Give me every last inch. Fuck, you're so thick. It's like you're gonna break me. No, you don't have to be gentle. I'm not some fragile little Ravenclaw. Yeah, give it to me rough. Yeah, reap my filthy cunt like I'm a cheap Hufflepuff whore. That's it. Press my face into the desk. I've been a bad girl, Professor. Teach me. Punish me. Use me. Fuck yes. Just Fuck. I'm your plaything now. Claim your cunt. Mark it with your cum. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Yeah. Oh, come with me. Come inside me. Yeah. That's right. Professor, flood my pure blood cunt with your cum. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been fucked so thoroughly. It's worthy of my regards, Professor. But I do need to get back to the Slytherin common room. I have class in the morning. Yours, to be specific. And I don't want to be late to my favorite professor's class. Coming inside me? No. Don't worry about that. I have my ways. My family draws its lineage from the sacred 28. No offense, but I can't be getting pregnant from some common filth. I'll take care of it. Yes, Professor, I can come to your class with no underwear tomorrow. Of course I'll be touching myself. Good boy. 20 points to House Slytherin, indeed.